Cancer. This is the worst slide. This is the saddest slide I've got. I can barely read this without crying. The Journal of Clinical Oncology, Volume 16, Issue 8, December 2004. It was called The Contribution of Chemotherapy to Five-Year Survivals. This study was done to see how effective chemotherapy was for cancer that you got if you were an adult. Okay? It was based on data from randomized controlled trials published over a 14-year period. So they looked at all these treatments for chemotherapy for all these people that had gotten cancer for 14 years. And this was their conclusion, published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. This is not some backwater naturopathic journal. Preeminent cancer journal in the United States. Fasten your seatbelts. 97% of all chemotherapy for adult onset cancer is ineffective. There's a 3% error ratio, which means the chemotherapy is 100% ineffective at making people well. 100% ineffective for making people well. And yet, it persists. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, perhaps the most pernicious organization on the face of the planet, they have the audacity to hire naturopathic doctors to work there, and then they advertise themselves that, oh, if you come to Cancer Treatment Centers of America, you will have the best holistic medicine there is. But they don't use naturopathic medicine to treat cancer. They use naturopathic medicine to clean up the side effects of chemo, radiation, and surgery. So if you have radiation or chemo or surgery and you get bad nausea, or you get a very bad skin condition, or you get very bad diarrhea, or you can't swallow anything, they use naturopathic therapies to help ease the burden. Now that's, you know, better to do that than not to do that, but they're not using naturopathic medicine to treat cancer. And 97% of their treatments are ineffective. However, it costs approximately $45,000 for one chemo treatment. Most people need five. If you just have 200 patients a month, most people have 10 times this, it's $45 million a month in profit. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Chemotherapeutic drugs are the only classification of prescription medicine that the oncologist or the doctor that prescribes it gets a cut of. So if I'm Cancer Treatment Centers of America or any other cancer treatment place in the United States and I buy cisplatin for $500 from Canada, I sell it to the patient for $5,000, their insurance pays me $4,000, and the doctor gets a percentage of that for every single solitary prescription that he writes. And this is why it persists. Now listen, if Ford or Chevy made an automobile which blew up 97% of the time it was driven off the lot, how long would they be in business? They wouldn't be. We wouldn't put up with this in any other business, but we put up with this because it's the gorilla in the room that nobody sees. We all need to collectively snap out of it, but it gets worse.